91X News.
It's 16 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Angry BlackBerry smartphone users took to Twitter to vent their frustration after a second day of technical glitches cut off internet and messaging services in Europe, South America, and the Middle East, including India and Africa. Waterloo-based RIM says some users are experiencing messaging and browsing delays, and it's working to restore normal service as quickly as possible. RIM has about 70 million BlackBerry subscribers around the world. Jury selection has gotten off to a rocky start in the trial of a former Soviet military officer known as the Merchant of Death when reporters were kept out of court. The trial of Victor Boot started Tuesday in federal court in Manhattan, but two dozen reporters were initially kept out of court, except for a lone artist. A court spokeswoman said there was no room. The trial has attracted heavy interest since Boot was brought to the United States last year after his capture in Thailand during 2008. His arrest set off a two-year struggle between the U.S. and Russia that ended when he was transferred to New York for trial. Boot has pleaded not guilty to conspiracy charges that carry a potential life sentence. Emergency officials now say at least 16 people were hurt after falling from a platform on the set of a zombie movie in Toronto. Police spokesman Constable Tony Vella says emergency crews were called to the set of Resident Evil 5 at CineSpace Film Studios shortly after 8 a.m.
The officers conducted their investigation. It appears that there were a group of actors on a platform. That one platform had wheels, and they were moving over to another platform. As soon as they were moving over, the wheels moved, causing them to fall. As a result, a number of people sustained back leg injuries. A number of people have been taken to hospital. It is classified as an industrial accident, and Ministry of Labor is investigating.
Meanwhile, in zombie news, if you ever wanted to keep the undead at bay during Halloween, there's a hardware store that may just have what you need. It's a chain of U.S. stores making use of zombies to keep business from dying. Jim Hickey has more.
In this economy, apparently anything goes, especially during the month of Halloween. Even using zombies to advertise your products.
Westlake has been a valuable resource throughout the zombie awakening.
An ad campaign for a Midwest hardware store chain features pretend reporters and pretend zombies at a pretend protest.
Sir, can you tell us what brought you out here today?
The hardware chain is offering tools like bolts, nails, and duct tape to keep zombies from falling apart. Air fresheners and carpet cleaners when they do. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Belleville author Frances Itani is bringing a story of love, loss, and redemption to her hometown this week. Itani will be reading from her latest book, Requiem, at Greenlee's Bookstore on Thursday. Greenlee's bookseller Steph Vandermeulen says Itani is one of Canada's greats.
She's a major Canadian author, like listed as one of them in the canon, you know, belonging to the Canadian canon.
Itani is best known for her books Remembering the Bones and Deafening. The reading starts at 2 p.m. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
Danny Heatley will be visiting Ottawa tonight for just the second time since requesting a trade 2 years ago. Heatley's Minnesota Wild will be taking on the Sens in Ottawa's home opener. The Pittsburgh Penguins play host to Florida tonight without team captain Sidney Crosby, who is still waiting to be cleared for contact. The Toronto Maple Leafs continue team-building exercises at CFB Trenton this week. Their next game is Saturday. The Napanee Raiders are in action tonight after a loss against the Picton Pirates on Thursday. The Raiders are looking to improve upon their .500 record with a win over the Amherstview Jets in Napanee. The puck drop is at 7:30. Colby Lewis is getting the start for the Texas Rangers as they look to take a 3-0 lead over the Detroit in the AL Championship Series. The Tigers are sending Doug Fister to the mound as they look to shut down the Rangers. Texas is 2 wins away from their second consecutive World Series appearance. The National League Championship Series resumes tomorrow with St. Louis and Milwaukee tied at 1 game apiece. NBA Commissioner David Stern had bad news for fans today. Stern announced that the first 2 weeks of the season will be locked out. The commissioner says more games could be lost if the two sides can't agree to terms. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x weather.
91x weather. Today, sunny, high 23, UV index of 5 or moderate. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 13. Wednesday, cloudy, showers beginning in the afternoon, wind becoming east 30 kilometers an hour late in the evening, high of 19. It's 16 degrees. I'm Sam Normand with Sean Macy. 91x News on the air and online at 91.fm. News is next at 2.